Our text here is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews 11, 1 says, "Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for, and the assurance about what we do not see." Father, we thank you so much for this blessed time. Thank you for your presence, and thank you for the work of the Spirit. God, thank you for using this vessel as your instrument to speak to those that you intend this message for. Lord, I know many of them have studied the word and they are rooted in the faith. Yet others are still in doubt and struggling with situation. But I pray, O God, as this word reached the world, Father, I pray for those that you, God, has intended this message for. As it's reached to them, Father, may they understand it in the context of your word. Father, may they be blessed from this message. Thank you, Lord, as you inspire me. Let your will be done and your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, we now understand that faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. From this text, I am led by the Spirit of God to quickly speak on the thing. Faith in God brings strength and hope. Everyone faces time of doubt and uncertainty. Faith can help us through these times. Faith is the confidence in what we hope for. Something we expect, we have the confidence of something we expect. But that particular thing had not been revealed or had not been given to us. It's not in our possession, but we just believe that we're going to receive it. That is faith. Now, faith can help us through these times when difficult time comes. Faith is believing in something even when you cannot see it. It's believing something though you're not seeing it, but you believe in it. It is trusting God's promises. And God has made a promise with us that he will provide our needs according to his riches in glory. We believe God's promises. We believe the word of God has showed us God will provide our needs. But by faith, we know it will work. But it is not in our possession. That is faith. When planting a seed, you cannot see the tree, but you believe the seed will grow to become a tree. That is faith. We take the seed, put it under the ground with the hope that the seed will grow and become a tree. But we do not see the tree. We only believe that the seed that is planted under the ground will germinate, grow, and become a tree. That is faith. Why is faith important? Faith gave us hope when things are hard. Now that we stand on the word of God, it gives us hope. I believe God will do it. Even when there seems to be no way, I still believe God will do it. In our most difficult time, we still believe God will do it. That is faith. Faith helps us to trust God's plans, even when we don't understand it. Now, this is one of the, this is something that's wonderful. Faith helps us to trust God's plans, even when we don't understand His plans for our lives. You know, it reminds me when God spoke to me years back and said it was time to establish a ministry. And He told me, go and build my house. But I have $250 with me. And considering a project that is up to $80,000, and hearing a voice speaking to me, go and build my house. It was challenging to understand it. I found it difficult to believe what the word was speaking to me, to interpret exactly what I needed to do. I didn't have an idea of what God was saying to me. But I believe that the voice that spoke to me was directly from the Lord. And I became the process. In 2 years, the Lord told me it was going to be wonderful. And in 1 year, 6 months, we were able to roof the building. Less than 2 years, we completed 80% of the work. Though it was difficult to understand, but later I understood that I need to trust God in my difficult time. And so, faith gave us strength to keep us going. It helped us to understand God's plans for our lives. It gave us hope when things are high. Faith gave us strength to keep going, which is going, believing all is well. How can we gloat in our faith? According to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. So, if we read our Bible, the Bible tells us what God wants us to do, and we can build our faith on what God wants us to do. And it will help us to grow as the challenge comes. We'll go back to the Word of God. The Word of God will strengthen us and enable us to do what we cannot do by ourselves. As we go to pray, because prayer is talking to God. So as God is strengthening us to do what we cannot do on our own, the prayers will enable us to fulfill God's promises. Amen. So as believers, we need build our faith in God. Study the Word of God. Pray about things we cannot understand. Spend time with other believers. Share the Word of God and encourage one another in the faith. I listened to one preacher, and in his illustration, he said, there was a woman, not just a woman, but a godly woman, whose husband was not a Christian. And it was a difficult time for her. But she didn't want to leave the man. And she trusted God that one day, God will call this man to repentance. While they were home many days, the young man would create problems for her. The young man would go against her faith. And she was just struggling with the challenges. But she trusted God that one day he would change this young man. And so one day, the young man had been thinking and finding solution to divorce this woman, but he was looking for the common ground. As the story goes, their door has one key. And the young man was about to go out. He walked away with the key. And when his wife came home, he saw the door was locked. Because the young man wanted to create a problem, he took the only key and threw it in the river. The lady waited. Husband was not coming home. It was getting late. She began to walk towards the river bank. When she got closer, a young man was selling fish, a catfish, and she bought the catfish, brought it home, and began to prepare the fish, opened the gut, and saw a key. Exactly what her door, exactly like her door key, sorry. And as the author said, this woman said to herself, I believe this key can open my door. She walked to the door and used the key to open the door. When the young man came home angry and hoping that this woman had broken the door, he saw the door was open, food was prepared on the table. And he looked around, saw that there were no mark on the door. He remained silent, ate, and afterward he asked the woman, which church do you attend? Can you take me there this coming Sunday? The woman was so happy. They went to church that Sunday, and the young man began to give his testimony that he intentionally dropped the key in the river because he wanted to destroy it. He never had love for this woman. He had gone against her faith, but yet this woman still stands her ground to believe that God will change him one day. And so, unfortunately for him, he came home, met the door open, The very key he chose in the river, he saw the key. This was amazing to him and shocking. And he began to give his testimony. Then a woman said, "I didn't know God was fighting a new battle for me. As I walked to the river bank, I saw the young man selling a catfish. I bought the fish. In the fish belly, I saw the key. And when I put it in the dome, exactly, that was the key. And the dome opened." This young man did not know the story, but the Spirit of God has touched his life today. Through my patience and prayers, he has come to repentance. Now, I want to say to you that as believers, we have to ask God for patience to enable us to do what we cannot do on our own. We need to build our faith in Jesus, no matter the difficult times we experience, no matter the challenges we experience. And through the power that the Holy Spirit, God, will do a great work in our lives. I want to encourage you today. As I leave you, I want to strengthen you. Build your faith in Jesus. Father, thank you so much for your word. Help us, Lord, to build our faith in you. Help us to be strong. Help us to focus on your kingdom work. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. Take your glory. Amen. God bless you.